Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Schleusche Dvarim Amar Rabbi Akiva, we're in Masechtes Idyas Perik Beis Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Akiva said three things. Al Shnayim Hoiduloi, the Chachamim agreed with him about two of them. Yal Echad Loi Hoiduloi, they were not maskim to him in regard to one of the halachis that he said. So first, here come the two that they agreed with. Al Sandal Shel Sayodim, sandal of a lime worker. These were wooden sandals that were worn by lime workers. It protected their feet from being burnt by the lime. The lime cuts in and burns into the feet of a person. So what about this sandal? Rabbi Akiva ruled, Shu Tameh Midras, that it becomes Tameh through Midras. We already discussed in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, a Zav has a Tumah called Tumas Midras. That means, if he stood, or laid, or sat on a keli that's made for that purpose, even though he didn't touch the keli, even though his skin doesn't touch the keli becomes tummy. But it has to be something that's made for that purpose. If he's standing in it, it has to be something that was made to stand in. Sleeping in it has to be something that was made to sleep in. Sitting on it has to be something that was made to sit on. Now this sandal really wasn't made to be a shoe. It was made just to protect the worker's foot, not to be burnt by the lime. So really, by the Zav standing in it, it shouldn't become Tamei Tumas Medras. It's not meant for a shoe. It's just meant to, like a protection, a layer of protection, like an insulation. But the fact is that after they finished working, a lot of times they would walk home with it. Ah, so you're like turning it into a shoe. That's enough for it to become Tamei Tumas Medras if this person standing in the shoe is a Zav. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds, and the Chachamim agreed with him. The second halacha that the Chachamim agreed with has to do, can a broken earthenware oven become tummy? The oven in the times of the Mishnah was shaped like the walls of a big pot. What was the floor of the oven made out of? Nothing. It didn't have a floor. It was cemented to the ground. So the ground was the floor. In order for the oven to be able to become tummy, the sides of the oven had to be at least 4 tefachim high. Now what is the halacha? If this tanner, this oven, was split across its width, so it doesn't come up so high anymore. Zak de Mishnah al Shiyari Tanner Arba. In regard to the remaining part of a broken earthenware oven, but it still has 4 tefachim from the ground until the split. Such an oven is still Makabel Tumah. Shehayah Imrim Shleish. There was a time where the accepted psak was that even if it's 3 tefachim high, it can still become tummy. So Rabbi Akiva, no, if it's only 3 tefachim high, it's no longer tummy. It's no longer susceptible to tumma. It has to be at least 4 tefachim high. V'haidulai, and the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Akiva, both in regard to the tanner and in regard to the sandal. Now the previous halacha, meaning the way they passed in until Rabbi Akiva said his psak, was that of course, to start off, the oven has to be at least 4. But once it was already 4, and it broke, it's enough if it's high 3. Rabbi Akiva says no. If it's only high 3, it won't become tummy. And, says the Batanura, even if it was tummy from before, if right now you don't have a wall that's high 4, it's no longer tummy. It automatically becomes tahar. Zakta b'de Mishnevi al echad loy haiduloy. There was one halacha that Rabbi Akiva said that they did not agree with him. And the third halacha is about a chair. It doesn't have freestanding legs. Rather, it's like a... try to imagine sitting on a toy box. It's a box-like frame of 4 walls. It has 3 boards side by side, and on top there's a board for the seat. So really, I don't know if a toy box is a good mashal, more like a sukkah that's open on one side and has 3 walls, like a ches. Of course, you're not going to sit on a sukkah, but this was made to sit on. Now, what happened with this chair? Sukta Mishnah, again, here's the halacha they didn't agree with him. We have a chair over here. Shenitlu shnayim mechifuyav ze betzadze. 2 boards that were next to each other were removed. There's only 1 board at the side. You can't use this as a seat anymore. You could use it as a container. And therefore, Shabbat Kiva Metamir. But Kiva says, look, I know you can't use it as a seat, but if you can use it for something, it can still become tummy. It still has some use. V'chachamim Metarim. V'chachamim say, look, if it was made for a container, that's one thing. But if something is made for a chair, and right now you can't use it as a chair, it's tahar. So again, quickly, chazring over. In our mission over here, Masechtas Idyas Perik Bey is Mishnah Ches. We learned Rabbi Akiva said three things on that day. On two they were maskim, on one they were not. The two they were maskim to, the lime worker's sandal. Even though it's not really made for a shoe, it's only made as insulation, it's still Tamei Midras, because sometimes they would walk home with it, so therefore it's made for something that you officially stand in and walk with, and therefore, if he's taka zav this person, it's metami tumas medris. We learned about an oven that was split in its width. It's no longer as high as it was. Even though they used to say it's still high 3, as long as it originally was high 4. Even if I lost the tefach, if it's still high 3, it's tame. But Rabbi Akiva Paskin, no. Even if it was originally high 4, if you don't have 4 tvachim height in the walls, it's not a taner that could be tame. The one halacha that they did not agree with him about is that in those days they would have a chair, and even if the chair stood on 4 legs, but they would have like a wall that went from side to side. In other words, on 3 sides, 2 sides and in the back, that formed like the foundation for the seat. And the 2 boards are right next to each other somehow fell off or were taken off. So right now you can't sit on it, but you can still like put things into it. So Rabbi Akiva, okay, you can still use it for something. So it's still called a keli. The Chachamim say no. If it was made for a chair and you can't use it for a chair, then it cannot become tame because it's no longer fit for the purpose for which it was made.